So, continuing with the theme of samadhi, and just to say that the themes we are exploring this week, there are not so much from a list. As you know, there are so many lists in Buddhism. The Buddha loved lists. I love lists. My mind thinks in lists, it creates lists. But what we're exploring, these different supporting conditions, what I like to call the supporting conditions, aren't from one set list. Of seven of this, five of that. These are more collected, these tools from the different lists and from my own practice over the years. Some of you may know that the practice of samadhi, samatha, and the jhanas have been a primary part of my practice over the years, having practiced with Pa Ogsayada, who's a Burmese master of concentration, my primary teacher. So these are many supporting conditions that I have figured out in my own practice and also supporting many others in their practice of developing samadhi, concentration, calm, settling the mind. And I've collected them into a list for myself. So if you look, there may not be a canonical list that you'll find all of these numbered together. So just as a footnote to bring that in. So exploring today as a continuation of what we explored the last couple of days, the first day, relinquishment, renunciation of what is not helpful, what's not necessary, one side of the coin, the other one being tuning to the joy of the present moment, the simplicity that it's lovely here, no need to go out and think and be distracted. Oh, it can be so softly cocooned in the delicious simplicity of the present moment, the joy of the present moment. This other supportive condition today that supports them all, and they all interact with one another, actually, is relaxing and receiving, relaxing and receiving this relaxed awareness. And I've found that to be very, very important compared to an awareness that it's like a fork trying to stab a piece of broccoli. Like, okay, where's the broccoli? Okay, where's the breath? Where's the thought? Okay. Instead of that kind of an awareness, which can tighten the body, can tighten the mind, and the body cannot be in a receptive way to relax and actually experience the peace, the settling of calm, of unification. Instead, to imagine awareness, I guess continuing it with that simile, as a spoon that is gathering, collecting soup. Oh, it's receiving the soup. It's kind of concave. Oh, yes, it's not going out to stab. Okay, bad breath. Okay, got it. It's like, receiving. So this receptive quality, and the Buddha talks about this receptive quality of mindfulness, of awareness, of sati. There are different modes to awareness and sati. In Majjhima Nikaya 19, the Buddha talks about the cow herder. When the cow herder is sitting on the top of the hill before the harvest, and the cows are in a field, the cow herder needs to be really, really vigilant and make sure the cows do not go and trample what hasn't been harvested yet. That's one mode. That's one mode. And then there's another mode where the harvest has happened and the cow herder on the top of the hill is aware of the cows. Yeah, they're there. And yet that same sense of vigilance is not needed. There is a different mode of sati, of mindfulness, when the fields have already been plowed, so the cows can go into the fields. It's okay. So just as long as they don't go too far afield, but there's a sense of relaxing under the tree, watching the cows. There's a relaxing and receiving mode to samadhi, which can be to sati, to awareness in this way, which can be very helpful for developing concentration, developing samadhi. And I'll talk tomorrow more about atapi, about coming back, about persistence, which together with this relaxed awareness can support the cultivation of samadhi. Because if it's just relaxed and there is no persistence, then the cows can go and trample anywhere, and maybe the fields haven't been plowed. So there needs to be a level of persistence that we talk about tomorrow. So these are kind of connected discourses. Two other points I wanted to bring in for your consideration. Another one actually is from the sutta from Majjhima Nikaya 36:31, where the Buddha, when he is sitting under the Bodhi tree, and there is this wanting to become free, this desire, this for desire to be free. And he remembers, he has a memory of when he was a child under a rose apple tree. It's a beautiful memory. And he and he remembers that. Actually, I'll read you the passage because it's so beautiful, this paragraph. He says, I recall once when my father, the Sakyan, was working, and I was sitting in the cool shade of a rose apple tree, then quite secluded from sensuality, secluded from unskillful mental qualities, I entered and remained in the first jhana. Rapture and pleasure born from seclusion, accompanied by directed thought and evaluation. Could that be the path to awakening? And then, yes, he realizes this is the path to awakening. This delight, this pleasure born from seclusion. Not the heart charging, I mean, there's a lot of intentionality too, but not the tightness. There's a lot of relaxation of the body that can support here. And I want to bring your attention to sitting in the cool shade of a rose apple tree. That's such a beautiful image. When we sit, when it's a hot day, sitting under the cool shade of a rose apple tree. Ah, the body relaxes. There is a sense of ease, peace. Of enjoyment. And that's when the Buddha had fallen into the first jhana, the pleasure, and with the seclusion of the mind from unwholesome qualities. That's when the mind had settled, was abiding in the first jhana. So, and he wonders, is this the path to awakening? And yes, and that's how it opened up. So I offer that for your consideration, of noticing, Is the body relaxed? Is the body relaxed? Is the body in its receptive mode or is it tight? One last thing to mention for you to notice is there is a strong connection when the mind is tight or when the thoughts and entanglements come up, it always shows up in the body. And in meditation, we can see that, especially when the mind is very, very settled and quiet and settled. Each and every thought, even if it's not an entangled thought, any thought, we can see the reverberation in the body. It's quite amazing to see that. Therefore, it is skillful as we cultivate, especially at the beginning, as it's the settling of the mind might be choppy, to check in with the body. Oh, is there any tightness in the body? Is my forehead tight? Is my neck getting, shoulder getting tight? Ah, if so, relaxing, relaxing, softening, letting go, allowing the relaxed mind, a relaxed body to support a relaxed mind. If the body is tight, the mind will be tight. If the body is relaxed, the mind can relax also. So experiment, explore for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it or the Buddha's. Explore for yourself. Be a scientist of your own mind, of your own heart, of your own body. So thank you for the gift of your practice in the Sangha. And look forward to practicing together tomorrow. Be well.